You're listening to The Startup with Monique LeRae, only on LA Talk Radio.
How's it going, Los Angeles? This is The Startup with Monique LeRae. I'm Monique LeRae. Happy Sunday to you. Welcome back to my show. Today we have a guest. It's going to be a musical guest. I'm really excited. This is our second to the last show we're going to do live this month. And then for the month of November, I'll be on the road. So they'll be all replays for 4 weeks. In November, I'll be on the road for our final installation to the pandemic trilogy, if you will, docu-trilogy, the Endemic Project documentary. So you won't see any lives, but we'll be back in December with a lot of fresh faces, and I know you'll love it. Today, we have someone really amazing out of Michigan, but he's worldwide. I mean, his music goes all over the place, and you're going to be hearing a lot more from this gentleman. But before we bring him on, I want to just make a couple announcements. Want to thank our sponsors off the top because we're going to probably just be into the show. And I don't want to forget Michael Solberg Family Wines. Leah, thank you so much for your continued support. Shout out to La Casa del Camino Hotel here in Laguna Beach, California. Thank you for your continued support for the channel. And everybody that tunes in and listens and cares and has been with me since the beginning. I can't believe we've been here for 3 years and always looking to be better, do better, be steady. You know, next year there'll be a lot more beautiful things coming. But right now, just wanting to be consistent for you guys is the goal. And let's see. On November 5th, I'll be leaving for the East Coast, headed out for the trip. But I'll have my team here for Casa LA, the annual wine and art auction event. It's for raising funds to help serve underprivileged youth and court-appointed youth. Okay. So it's a really important thing. We've got some sponsors donating items to be auctioned. We've got wine. There's going to be beautiful art on display for you to bid on. And those funds will go to Casa LA to help some kids get the things they need, you know, help them. They're in the system. Maybe they don't have the traditional family support, but Casa LA provides them with legal services, medical services, housing services, a lot of beautiful things that they do for these kids, for the youth in LA. So shout out to Casa LA. Thank you for involving my brand, the Wine Caterers. Yes, I have a Wine Caterers pillow. Don't judge me. I have a pillow with each of my brands, actually. Well, not all of them, but a few of them. So the Wine Caterers will be serving up some wine. And shout out to Marty. If you guys know, Marty's my wine guy. He pours the wine at my events, and he has a supper company called Marty's Party, and he is my right-hand man. So shout out to Marty and his family. You're in my thoughts this week and last week, and thank you for signing up to help these kids during this time. So you guys, as you know, we're going on our final leg of the Pandemic Film Trilogy, the docu-trilogy brand that we've launched, the Pandemic Project documentary, the Pandemic Film, and now the Endemic Project documentary, okay? So there's three horsemen to this. So if you have a story, a supply chain story or career change story, or you had a pandemic bay, and a pandemic bay, for those that you don't know, is like someone that you fell in love with or you dated or you saw or whatever you call it during the pandemic because you didn't want to ride out the pandemic by yourself. So you Netflixed and you chilled and you fell in love or you fell into whatever and you had this person and maybe you married them. I've seen a lot of pandemic weddings and divorces. And if you got pregnant during the pandemic, we want to hear about that too. Basically, it's the cause and effect. It's the effect portion of the cause. To the, you know, how we are now. And of course, you know, there's a lot of fallout and things that have happened, but we'll cover it all. And we'll be everywhere. Iceland, Sweden, Luxembourg, Nice, Cannes, Monaco, Egypt, and hopefully, if things work out, South Africa. All right, email us at capaquariusmedia@gmail.com. That's capaquariusmedia@gmail.com. You can also follow me there on Instagram as well. And without further ado, I have my first and only guest today. He's got the whole show. He's got the run of the house. Will Ciprian, how you doing, Will?
I'm fine. How are you?
I'm really good. It's good to finally see you in 3D, if you will.
Something like that.
Oh, so why don't you tell the viewers and listeners who you are and give us a little background of what you do?
Well, my name is William Ciprian, and I am a musician, a saxophonist from outside of Detroit. And basically, I have been able to just perform on a few good stages around here. I don't know if anybody remembers the Aretha Franklin tributes that they did here in Detroit. But I was a part of that. I was part of the Motown 60. I have worked extensively with a few people, and, you know, basically years ago, I actually did some production for a show that was supposed to come out. It did get broadcast on, on WGN and on CW for about 2 good months, got broadcast in the UK as well. Name of the show was I can't remember the name of the show, but it'll come to me.
I was
the person that did the actual music and the Foley work for it. And so, you know, I'm pretty much an all-around musician, and I've got a few songs that have been put out to the public, and just looking to make my dent, I guess to say.
Yeah.
So to speak, so.
I love it. And, you know, we've been speaking on Messenger, Facebook. I'll message Will, you know, hey, Will, I'm coming through your airport on my way to Tokyo or whatever. He's like, okay, girl, you know, he's been a very cool Facebook friend and now an LA Talk Radio pal. And we're trying to get him into, well, we're not trying, we're going to. We're getting him in, entrenched in the LA area, Orange County, LA, San Diego. We're working on getting on this West Coast and Vegas even. We have to include Vegas in that.
Oh, yeah.
Where our Raiders are. And that stadium is really impressive. I got to say, you know, if it's not go Rams, it's go Raiders. So,
yeah, exactly. More so go Raiders, but okay.
Okay, right. Well, so why don't you tell us how you fell into music and why you chose this particular instrument?
Well, when I was young, I've been playing probably since the sixth grade, yep, fifth or sixth grade. And so my mother kept me involved with a lot of music, old school stuff, but she kept me well-rounded. So growing up, I mean, yeah, I was listening to Earth, Wind & Fire, and I was listening to Chicago and stuff like that. But she had me listening to Tchaikovsky, had me listening to literally every Barbara Streisand, you name it, I listened to it.
Yeah.
And my mother, she played the cello and sang. My father played the flute. And so I kind of come from somewhat of a musical background. But the story about me playing saxophone was I decided I was going to play saxophone. And I walked in there and I said, I want to play the saxophone. I want to play the biggest saxophone that you have. And what they gave me was the tenor. The biggest saxophone that I've played on has actually been a baritone saxophone, but they wouldn't let us have that at sixth grade. So they said, you can get the tenor. And then I've just stuck with it ever since. I play all of them now. I do play all of them, soprano, alto, tenor, bari. But this is the main one that I play. Yeah.
Nice. That's wonderful. And it sounds like you are following suit with your family, you know, giving you that background. You said that there's 4 different types for us musically challenged folks that's not where our talents lie. Could you tell us the difference? I know that it's tone and you know, give us what's the difference?
Okay. So the difference is, all right. So let's say everybody knows Kenny G. Everybody and their granny knows Kenny G. His main saxophone is a soprano. That's him. That's what he plays. He plays that all the time. Let me see here. Alto sax. a lot of people, like, I don't know if anybody's into EDM music, but when you hear a saxophone, okay, so when you hear that saxophone on some of those tracks,
yeah,
that's generally alto.
Okay.
That's generally alto saxophone. I don't know if people know of Grover Washington or Boney James.
Boney James, of course. Yes.
He plays a lot of tenor.
Okay.
Which is this.
Okay.
And then you don't hear it a lot, but back in the days of Motown, you would hear that really low saxophone that bop, 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 bop. That is a Barry saxophone. Like, the neck on it actually goes in, curves, and goes down. And it's, like, huge. So, you know, that's a lower type of saxophone. So that's the difference between them. You know, okay. The soprano is high and the Barry is very low. So.
Which one does John Coltrane play? Or is that the wrong instrument?
Coltrane plays tenor, if I remember correctly, yes.
Okay. Whew, I was having a blonde moment just then. Shout out to the blondes. I was like, wait a minute.
Because a lot of people ask me, well, who do you listen to? And I'm like, well, my people are Coltrane,
100%.
Coltrane, Grover Washington, you know, Charlie Parker. Like, I do a lot of the old school. That's who I came up on.
Yes.
So, you know, it's, you know, that's where mine comes from. But like I said, you got folks like Najee, you got Gerald Albright, you got a lot of people. They're just doing their thing around here. Around here, like James Carter. James Carter, if you ever get a chance to check out James, he is insane.
Really?
On the horn. Yes, that is a man that he's from around here. That is a man who basically, if you ever hear him play, if you ever in life hear him play, you're going to be like, oh my God.
Really? See, this is supposed to be the Will Cyprian half an hour. Now you're plugging the homies, which is awesome of you.
But that's somebody who I also listen to. Like, yes, that's
okay.
Yeah, that man's insane. If I can get on his level, okay, we're going somewhere.
You're on your level, but I see what you mean. We all have people we aspire to, but what makes your style? Why do people book you time and time again? Because this guy is booked and busy. I mean, I can't get a hold of you. I think a few months ago you worked yourself sick. You know,
yes,
I mean, we both did, but that's a different story for a different day.
Like, different day.
Yeah, but you know, you just you were burning the candle
at both sides. Yeah,
yeah. But what keeps you booked and busy? I mean, you've got to be the Cyprian method has to be happening around town. Tell us more about that.
Well. I am a person who, you know, I believe in basically giving the best performance that I can give. The quality of what I do also is one of those things that I know that when people book me, they get the reliability, they also get the sound, and they basically get a really, really great performance. So it's not one of those things where, you know, I'm not one of those people that I just kind of sit back. I do what I need to do. Now, I will say this. My style of play can go from being laid back to being, like, very aggressive.
Oh.
But it's like, for me, I believe it's the professionalism. I also believe it's the just what I do as a saxophonist. You know, yeah. I definitely give a solid performance.
Love that. We love that. So tell me where people can find you. This is the part of the show where you do your plug. So give us all your handles, you know, all your social media and online. Where are you at online?
Okay. So Instagram, you can find me at Will Cyprian Music. And the same thing for Facebook. Facebook, you can find me Will Cyprian or Will Cyprian Music. That last name is spelled C-Y-P-R-I-A-N. And generally when I come up, if you look for me on Facebook, you know, you'll see my logo, which has a silhouette of me playing and my name next to it. So if you see that, then you're good. I'm also on, Twitter with W Cyprian Music, and on Facebook, you can find me at Will Cyprian as well.
I like
not Facebook. I'm YouTube. I'm sorry.
Yes. That's important. Yes. I like the continuity there with the brand. Lil Sipri and everything, not dash, hashtag, 888, semicolon, you know, everything's the right. Same.
Also, my website, willsipriamusic.com.
I love it. Where, if someone were in the Detroit area, where can they see you? Do you have some appearances coming up? Talk about some availability for anybody that's, I know you do weddings. What other events do you do?
Well, currently, you know, I do this brunch here at this place called House of Brunch, which in actuality, I just took over the booking for that. So I'm going to actually not only perform, but I'm going to be bringing acts in as well.
Wow. Congratulations. Yep.
Thank you. But I perform there. It's in Auburn Hills, Michigan, which is not far from where I live. And sometimes you can catch me at the Jazz Cafe at the Music Hall. Usually I would do a monthly show. Haven't done one in 2 months, but hopefully we'll be getting back in there soon. And then there's another place that me and my trio performs at. It's called the Daxton Hotel here in Birmingham, Michigan, which they are a 5-star hotel. Huh. And it's a very nice place. You got to come check it out.
I got to come check it out. Maybe we'll do a live from there on a layover. I'm always going through there with Delta.
Of course. But and generally, yeah, that's what I have going on. We are planning for some dates here around the Christmas time, Thanksgiving as well. But next year, I will be traveling out. So I got some bookings coming up and it's looking pretty good.
We'd love to hear it. Get your suitcase ready. Okay. Do you have the West Coast on your agenda, Will? I hope you do.
I'm working on it. I am working okay. on it.
Yes. So why don't you give us a little sample? Now, I want to forewarn you guys before Will does this that we did a sound check with our producer, Sam, earlier. So this, if it doesn't come through that great, please don't judge this as Will's best. You can go to his website. You can check his stuff out on YouTube and really hear his best. So, you know, StreamYard, God bless you. Shout out to StreamYard. We don't know how well with the music it's going to go, but we're going to do our best right now. So
we are going to do our best.
Yeah, I want to get that little disclaimer out for people so they don't. And tell us what you're going to play, Will.
I'm actually going to pull out an old school song. I'm going to pull out What You Won't Do for Love by Bobby Caldwell.
Oh, yes. Okay.
I'm going old school. So let's see how this works. Everybody knows that jam.
Yes.
The
Sam, we need to get one of those applause buttons. Good job. Listen, that little thing you did at the end was amazing. And what a nostalgic song. It just reminds me of the 80s. I don't know. What a cool song, man. Good job.
Trust me, it goes over well.
It goes over really well. That, and you know, I was thinking while you're playing that, favorite things, you know, Outkast redid that John Coltrane song. Do you know that version of it?
Yes, I do know that version. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's a hot track. So, you know, my dad listened to John Coltrane when I was growing up. So whenever I hear that, you know, it brings me back, but very cool.
Trust me, that's coming out for Christmas. Please believe. A lot of people are like, are you going to do favorite things? I'm like, sure.
That's right. It is a Christmas. You're right. It is a Christmas homage, if you will. So wonderful. And, you know, again, like I said before, if you're just tuning in, if you were catching the tail end of that, this is Will Cyprian and the sound on StreamYard. We are working on how to manifest the best sound here with the instrument. So this is by no means his best. So if you guys want to hear his best, you could go to Will Cyprian on YouTube. You can check him out on his website and sample his music there. Are you on SoundCloud as well and Spotify and all that? Or,
you know, I haven't been on SoundCloud in a while, so let's not go there.
Okay, let's not go there. Okay,
I do have a channel on Spotify.
Okay, great.
If we do have time, I do have one of my original songs that I can just play for you.
We would love that. Yes. You guys want another one? I think we do. All right. Another Will Cyprian original. Again, please bear with the sound. It's not the most crisp, but we're going to do our best.
Now, this is the actual just track, the recorded track.
Okay.
We did this song. My band is called the Will Cyprian Experience. And we did this song. It was produced by Eric Pruitt, who is my keyboard player. He is actually an Emmy Award-winning keyboard player.
Wow.
But he is also a producer. He produced it. The players on that are James Donaldson on drums, Travis Bean on bass, myself on saxophone, let me see here, Andre Frappier, or Frapp as we call him, on guitar. Okay. Eric Pruitt on keys and production. So let's see how this goes.
Yes.
As soon as it decides that it wants, there we go.
Thank you.
Well done, Will, and his trio. Well,
that's the full band. But
wow.
That song is called Noir. It's N-O-I-R. You can find that song on basically everywhere. So Apple Music, Spotify, Amazon Music. You can download it there. And okay. Basically, that song basically talks about the essence of a woman.
Ah. So, it felt very south of France. It was giving a sexy, you know, getaway vibe there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Real quick, because we're going to wrap the show here, but I wanted to know if someone wanted to commission you or your trio or your band to do music for like a film or a television project or for some of their content, streaming content, where can they find you and are you available for that kind of thing?
I am available. If you want to commission the band, we can do that. I do score music. I can score music, but saxophone as well, whatever you need. You can contact me. You can visit my website, www.willsuprememusic.com. You can go through the info page and book me that way. Or you can book me at willsuprememusic@gmail.com. Or if you just happen to want to go and check me out on Instagram, which is a good place to go, Will Cyprian Music, and just hit me up in the DMs and we can make it happen.
Will, thank you for taking over the show with some beautiful music, and the world definitely needs more of that positivity these days, and we can't wait for you to glow up here in LA, so we'll be making that happen real soon.
Yes, we're gonna make that happen, yes.
All right, and you guys, as always, I ask you every week, what will you start up today? This is Will Cyprian, I'm Monique Larray, and we'll see you next weekend. Bye.
You're listening to The Startup with Monique Leray, only on LA Talk Radio.